And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki Hits the Jackpot. Along with Mayor Plumfront and Sparky, I was spending a week at Yuki Butch's farm, located just on the outskirts of our hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio. Yuki's a very interesting person. He's an inventor, among other things, and he has his barn equipped as an inventing laboratory. As today's episode begins, Sparky and I are with Yuki in his inventing laboratory, and Yuki is explaining some of his latest inventions. Come listen.
Say that these two propellers in the front of your taxi cab are fog chasers? What do you mean? How does this invention work?
Well, lad, in the first place, these here propellers are not propellers. They are not on the front of my taxi cab to make it fly over the fog. They are fans. And whenever there's a fog, I simply turn on the fans and they blow the fog away from front of the taxi cab.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Now, wait a minute, Yuki. That won't work. In the first place, if you're driving at any rate of speed at all, the fans won't even blow the fog away from the front of the cab. And even if they did, they wouldn't blow enough away to make you be able to see very far.
Well, now, Big John, I beg to differ with you. In the first place, when there's a fog, I don't drive very fast. And in the second place, I don't care if these here fans don't blow away very much fog. Because who wants to see very far in the fog anyway? All you can see is fog, and fog isn't very interesting stuff to look at.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that.
Somebody comes in.
Hey, Yuki. Yuki, you in there? Oh, yeah, there you are, Yuki. Say, you better come in the house right away. It seems that there's a very important telephone call for you.
Yeah, important telephone call? Hey, is it from the Honor Racetrack up in Indianapolis?
I don't know. All I know is that whoever it is, they said they wanted to talk to Yuki Butcher, and if you talk to him, it might be worth a lot of money to you.
Oh, a lot of money. Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, let's go out of the house and see if we can find out what that telephone call is all about.
Who do you think it is, Yuki?
Well, I haven't got the slightest idea, lad. I don't know anybody who gives away any money. And the mayor said whoever was on the telephone said if I talked to him, it'd be worth a lot of money to me.
Well, doesn't the person on the telephone tell you who they are?
Nope. All I know is he said they wanted to talk to Yuki.
Well, we'll find out who it is as soon as Yuki talks on the phone to him. Here, I'll open the door. Now, go on in, Sparky. After you, Mayor. Yuki.
Yeah, thanks, Buster.
I'll just have to get over there to the telephone and see what I can find out. Well, for goodness sakes, Mayor. Hey, somebody hung up the telephone.
I did. I hung it up.
Well, that was a half-wit thing to do. How do you expect me to talk on the telephone? You hang up the receiver.
Yuki, I was trying to tell you. I hung up the telephone.
Well, you might not be aware of it, Mayor, but you can't talk on the telephone after the receiver has been hung up. That breaks the connection.
Yuki, I've been trying to tell you.
You gotta leave the receiver off the hook if you want to talk, you know, Mayor? Now you probably made me miss out on a fortune.
Yuki, I hung up because the feller who called said he'd call back in 5 minutes. And the 5 minutes are just about up. There, see? What I tell you, go ahead and answer the phone. That's your ring, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my ring, all right. Well, we'll soon find out here. Hello, this is Gentleman Farmer Butcher speaking from his Gentleman Farmer's Farm, namely Toothakers.
Hello, Mr. Butcher. May I ask you, are you Yuki Butcher?
Yes, you may ask. Go ahead and ask me.
Are you Yuki Butcher?
Yeah, fine.
Fine? What do you mean, fine?
What do I mean, fine? I mean fried, that's what I mean. In fact, I mean real fried. What do you think of me when I say fried? Not fried?
Well, that doesn't answer my question. Are you or are you not Yuki Butcher?
Am I or am I not Yuki Butcher? Well, what kind of half-wit talk is that?
Well, I want to know, are you or are you not Yuki Butcher?
Well, if I wasn't Yuki Butcher, you think I'd be talking to you?
Fine. Well, I do want to remind you we are speaking Coast-to-Coast radio audience, then I assume you are Yuki Butcher.
Yeah, fine.
Yes, well, Mr. Butcher, this is Brian George calling from radio station WSAX. Your telephone number has been selected to be called in our giant jackpot quiz.
Ah, fine.
Fine, well, yes. If you can answer the question I'm about to ask you, you will receive our giant jackpot award, which is
No, I'm Yuki Butcher. Hey, what's the matter with you? Can't you get things straight? Just a minute ago, you asked me if I was Yuki Butcher. Now you turn around and ask me a half-wit question like that. Am I ready? No, I'm not ready. I'm Yuki Butcher.
Well, yes, I know, Mr. Fine. I mean ready. Butcher, what I meant was, are you ready to answer the question?
No, I'm not ready to answer the question, no.
You're not?
No.
Well, may I ask you why not, Mr. Butcher?
Oh, yes, you may ask. I will tell you.
All right, Mr. Butcher, I'm waiting.
Well, so am I. What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
What do you think I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for you to ask me why I'm not ready to answer your question.
Well, why aren't you ready to answer my question?
I'm not ready to answer your question because you have not as yet asked it yet.
I beg your pardon. I mean, here's the question. Are you ready? I mean, never mind. Don't answer. I'll just ask the question. Here it is. Get ready.
Boy, that half-wit radio announcer's got to go, I tell you that.
Now, Mr. Butcher, if you answer this question, you will win our giant jackpot award of $6,722. Here it is. Who invented the safety pin?
100% correct.
Well,
what do you mean, well?
Answer the question. Who invented the safety pin?
That is right.
What do you mean, that is right?
Who invented the safety pin?
Correct.
Right. Now, when do I collect the $6,722?
Well, you have to answer the question first.
I did answer the question. For goodness sakes, can't you hear? I said, who invented the safety pin? What more do you want me to say?
Do you mean that is your answer? The name of the man who invented the safety pin is who?
100% correct. The name of the man who invented the safety pin is Charles J. Bonaparte Who. He lived up in Frozen Falls, Wisconsin, back in 1872. Invented a safety pin, later fell out of the high chair, broke his right arm in 6 places. Always sat in a high chair when he worked on his inventions. I'm an inventor, too, you know.
Mr. Butcher.
Fine.
I'm afraid that is not the right answer. The name of the man who invented the safety pin is what?
Is what? I told you what. Charles J. Bonaparte Who. Now, send me the $6,722 for answering the question. Just send it to me.
But, Mr. Butcher.
No, not to but, Mr. Butcher. My name is Yuki Butcher. Send the money to Yuki Butcher in care of the...
Mr. Butcher.
That's right. Send it to Mr. Butcher, if you have to be formal, in care of Tooth Acres, Mac, Ohio. You got that straight?
Very well, Mr. Butcher. Goodbye.
Yeah, fine. Hey, fellers. What do you know? I just won $6,722. I won it from radio station WSAX. What do you think of that?
Well, now, what do you think of that?
That's what I always say.
Yuki, how'd you ever know the name of a man who invented the safety pin?
Well, that's easy. Old Charles J. Bonaparte Who, the inventor of the safety pin, was old Charlie Rustlaw's grandpa. Oh, that was as easy as pie. Uh-oh, there's the telephone again. Wonder who it is. Anyway, excuse me, fellers. Hello, this is Gentleman Farmer Yuki Butcher speaking.
Mr. Butcher, this is Brian George of WSAX again.
Yes?
The station manager says we don't have the $6,722 you won. We wonder if you'd take the radio station instead.
Yeah, fine. I'll be down first thing in the morning to take over. And when I do, the axe will swing. Heads will roll. Beware. Goodbye. Well, fellas, instead of $6,722, they gave me the radio station.
You mean that you're Big John's boss? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hey, kids, isn't that Yuki Butcher something? Every time you turn around, he's doing something different. Now he owns the radio station where Big John works. He's Big John's boss. Oh, boy. All his life, Big John wanted to be a radio announcer. Well, maybe now that Yuki's his boss, he'll give him his chance. Oh, yes, sirree, that Yuki is something. A radio station calls him on the telephone to answer their giant jackpot award question, and he ends up winning the radio station. It could only happen to Yuki. I'll see you later, kids. So long.